The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent, Part 2, Finding the Path to Joy Through Energy Balance. Because of the length of this wonderful book, we've recorded it in two parts, and so the last few pages of Part 1 will be repeated here at the beginning of Part 2 for continuity. Chapter 35, Applying the Wouldn't It Be Nice If process. Most people have been trained to be objective, meaning that they look at the pluses and minuses, the pros and the cons, but in considering both sides of things, they also activate the contradictory vibrations which cause a hindering resistance to the allowing of what they desire. When you say, I want this thing to happen, but it hasn't happened yet, you're not only activating the vibration of your desire, you are also activating a vibration of the absence of your desire, so nothing changes for you. And often, even when you do not speak the second part of the sentence and you only say, I want this to happen, there is an unspoken vibration within you that continues to hold you in a state of not allowing your desire. But when you say, wouldn't it be nice if this desire would come to me, you achieve a different sort of expectation that is much less resistant in nature. The vibrational relativity between your desire and your belief is now much more in alignment. This wouldn't it be nice if process works best if your range on the emotional guidance scale is within the following. Say the high of number 4, like positive expectation and belief, or down to optimism, hopefulness, contentment, boredom, pessimism, down to frustration, irritation, impatience, overwhelmment, disappointment, doubt, worry, blame, all the way down to discouragement. So somewhere between positive expectation and discouragement. So here's an example. A home space situation. My home is a mess. It's so small and has such inadequate storage that I don't have anywhere to put anything. And even when I do try to clean it up to get more organized, I just make a bigger mess.